food.
Yeah.
Now they put shoes on a baby as soon as you can get them up big enough to stand alone, don't you?
Yeah. And someone would say, well, I didn't mean to put that glass.
I didn't mean to knock that glass off and break it or something like that.
And if I ask you how much did you drink, you might say, a lot of water.
I drank two glasses of water.
Okay. Like then you might ask me, how much have you?
Yeah. How much water have you drank today? How much water would you ordinarily drink at one time?
Okay. And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table waiting to begin, you know, what might you say to them?
Well,
you might tell them, just go ahead.
Yes, they have a seat.
Okay, or just go ahead.
And when you sit down at the table, then they said, go ahead, help yourself.
Okay.
And of course, if there's vegetables or things like that, whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
was started at one end of the table. And most of those tables, Barbara, those days were oblong.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't many round tables.
Yeah.
It was a good long table, say, 6 to 8. Because most families that in them days had anywhere from 6 to 8 to 10 children.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to have long tables. And instead of using chairs for the side up that table, they had a big benches, one down each side.
Yeah.
The mother sat at one end of the table, and the father sat at the other, and the children sit on these benches.
Uh-huh.
Ordinarily, and when the children are small, father always served the plates.
Mm-hmm.
And he served his plate and passed it down the line.
Mm-hmm.
And the next child next to him, who was next to him, and the plates went around like that till they were all served. And
mm-hmm.
of course, as children got larger, they said, help yourself to pass the dish mm-hmm. and let them help themselves.
Okay, and if someone came into the dining room, you'd ask him, won't you
have a bite to eat with us, or won't you sit down and eat with us?
Okay, so you say, so then he, what down, then he?
Well, he may tell you, well, I've done eight.
Uh-huh.
Or, thanks a lot, I don't care for anything to eat, or something to that effect.
Okay, but he might agree, he might say, so then he, what, down? Then he...
Well, if he accept the invitation to eat, he said, well, I believe I will have a meal with you, and pull up a chair, you know, or have a seat by the side of the table.
Yeah. Okay, you say no one else was standing because they had all... What, down? They'd all?
Oh, sit down.
Okay. And you tell someone to help yourself, and then you say, so he went ahead and what, himself? He went ahead and
helped himself and passed the dish.
Okay. You say, I asked him to pass it over to me since he had already, what?
Well, he said, Jenna said, thank you.
Yeah, since he had already, what, himself? Since he had already?
I've already had to help him so there.
Yeah, or I've already, what, myself?
I've already served myself.
Or help.
Things like that, you know.
Or you tell someone to help yourself,
yeah.
And you say, I've already, what, myself?
I've already eaten, and I've
okay.
got about all I want, or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. If food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's?
Warmed over.
Okay. and you put food in your mouth and begin to
chew.
Okay. And see, this is a particularly southern dish that you'd have. It's made up of ground up corn.
Well,
and you'd have it for breakfast.
Let me see, what was it? They had a dish they used to have for breakfast. That was ground up corn.
What about grits?
They didn't call it grits then.
They didn't?
Barbara, no. They called it